The Jason Greger Show presents Struds On Dancing.
Back in my prime, like, I'm mixing up. I'm dancing on the dance floor. You hear Michael Jackson, you know, play a little Beat It. I'm sliding all over there. I'm looking like I could be on solid gold.
Boone Jenner.
Like Nolan Ryan, I'd grab. Who did he grab? Was it Boone Jenner? Just Game of Business? Not Boone Jenner.
Robin Ventura.
Robin Ventura, yeah, Boone Jenner. I don't think
Boone playing Jenner is playing for the Blue Jackets, not the White Sox. But
he was that good.
Speaking.
Do we lose Ray?
I've never heard him speechless. What? Oh. Speechless.
Speech.
The Willie Nylander Award nominees.
Three pretty good ones this week, boys. This might be our best threesome we've ever had.
It's time for Struds On.
Playoff preparation. So, listen, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that I'm the Scott Niedermeyer of playoffs, because I only was in a few and it was a lot of fun. But it's just different, you know, and the work up to this point, they would have broken down every player on the other team, although the guys would know them really well, what to expect and the tendencies and all that stuff. In practice, he might have, you know, worked on a few little details for it. But it's just a different feeling, you know, like it's every game from game 1 to 82 of the regular season gets faster and harder. And then you get into the playoffs and it goes up another percentage, you know, and you're like, holy geez, what happened? I think we skipped a little bit here, guys. And all of a sudden it jumps up and, you know, it's difficult to keep up at times. And the guys that can, you know, rise up and continue to do what they do, it's pretty impressive. So today, you know, maybe it was probably difficult sleeping last night, maybe difficult sleeping today. You know, you're so excited to get in there. But I always found, again, for my teams, not always me, but after that first game, the guys kind of got into a rhythm. Now it's a playoff rhythm. You know how fast it is. You know how hard it's going to be. You know, all the different factors of the other team and what you're trying to do. And then it's just about who can grind it out, who can stay with their program, who can, you know, keep doing what the coaches are asking, who can, you know, play through some injuries or play with injuries, all that kind of stuff. And it just kind of all just cranks in. So, you know, I think tonight, after tonight for the Oilers, now some teams are playing their third game tonight, which is pretty crazy. But once you get into that rhythm tonight, they get into it. They're feeling their groove. Guys are understanding what the other team's trying to do, what you're trying to do. Then you just kind of hit it. So maybe that's where some of my apprehensiveness comes from when I started at 3 o'clock here talking about how I'm feeling. Maybe that's a little bit of it. Even the trainers, I remember the trainers, they'd make special shirts that, you know, to have the, you know, this time, the 2021 playoffs, Oilers, something like, you know, whatever, Spike the Peak or whatever it's called, whatever you want to put on there to get you jacked up. Ours in New York one time was, what was it, something, bite the apple or bite back at the apple or something. And so it was pretty cool. Like, you wore these shirts around and we kind of were proud to wear them around. So that's kind of what it's all about. It's kind of exciting It's a really good feeling, and there's very few times where I'm jealous of current players, not as far as like money or anything like that, but just the opportunity to play in a really fun series, an important game. And this is one of those nights, I think, where, you know, even for fans, we get excited when our team's in it. Maybe we don't feel the same way when another team's on it. So, yeah, the playoffs are just so different, and I'm so looking forward to this. I am apprehensive, but I'm very much looking forward to it, guys.